local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, the rain is here, and so is the headlong descent into Fat Tuesday. More from Dr. Bill for our Mardi Gras forecast coming up right after traffic with Kane.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, be careful on the way in this morning. We've got lots of showers. Also, a person's been struck this morning by a vehicle at Sawley near Three Notch. Emergency vehicles are on the way. Beyond that, it's been a good ride, but lots of showers, so be careful. And whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and at PittsAndSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers along with areas of dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, what are you up to?
I'm trying to think of a good gift for my sister. Her birthday is coming up. I'm thinking maybe a new book. You know how she loves to read.
Oh, anybody can get her a new book. I want to give her something special. Wait, what about Oldsmobile Trivia? It's an uncommon gift. Oldsmobile Trivia is a beautiful 200-page hardcover book that will look great on her coffee table. It has more than 340 questions and answers about Mobile.
And a game your friends and family will love to play.
Including Mardi Gras Trivia about Joe Kane, Michael Kraft, Julian Rayford, the Cowboys, the Polka Dots, and Confetti, and more.
Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300-plus years. Give the gift of history. Oldsmobile Trivia, available at The Haunted Bookshop, Ashland Gallery, Southern Art and Framing, Five Gold Monkeys, Cotton City Antiques, Page and Palette, and at OldsmobileRestaurants.com.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwick. Hey, man.
What's up?
That's a little Friday.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah,
well,
it's a little Friday.
Tomorrow it'll be finally Friday.
No, but little Friday. So to me, Thursday's better.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way I like, and a million things that make me strange, that I like Thursdays better than Fridays. I like Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day.
The anticipation.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's kind of
yeah.
a strange, not that I don't dig Friday, and not that I don't dig Jesus' birthday. It's just the day before. I don't know. It's always been a kind of a. It's been a strange.
That.
It's been a strange deal with me. But
anytime there's like a big event coming up, like you know, Fat Tuesday coming up, that'll be a huge day,
right?
And the Super Bowl. Lots of people look forward to the Super Bowl, but it doesn't always pan out as perfect as possible. But
the day before is perfect.
Always perfect.
Right. The day before the big thing, it's perfect. It's going to go exactly how you want it to go. Also, you're not using up that day.
Mm-hmm.
You're just daydreaming about it.
Right. You're not regretting anything.
I may need some counseling here. 75 for a hot day, says Dr. Bill. And we're sitting at 64 with rain right now. Let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Background checks and firearms back in the news. Wednesday, the U.S. House passed a bill expanding background checks for those wanting to purchase firearms. The bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2019 passed 240-190 with 8 Republicans supporting the measure. Our own Representative Terry Sewell was one of the bill's co-sponsors and says, quote, "Today we demanded more than thoughts and prayers. We demanded action." She posted that in a tweet. Now, the measure would require background checks on gun sales made at gun shows and online. Currently, only federally licensed firearms dealers conduct background checks before they sell a weapon. The bill is expected, though, to die in the House. President Trump has promised to veto it if it even made it to his desk. Republicans included an amendment to that bill that would require federal immigration officials to be contacted in the event that someone was here in our nation illegally trying to purchase a weapon. More than two dozen Democrats supported that move. Later today, though, another bill that would lengthen the review period for 10 days for background checks, that will be up for vote, as current law allows a gun sale to proceed if a background check has not been processed within 3 days. Another inmate's death in an Alabama prison, this one being ruled a suicide. 28-year-old Matthew Blake Holmes was a prisoner at the Limestone Correctional Facility. He was found dead the night of February 14th. Now, 14 Alabama prison inmates have now died by suicide since December of 2017. Holmes was behind bars serving 22 years in prison for robbery convictions. In Alabama prisons, they've been overcrowded and understaffed for years, and that's why lawyers with the Southern Poverty Center say the suicide rate constitutes an emergency, and they're asking for an emergency order to block the placement of inmates diagnosed with serious mental illness and segregation or individual cells, because the isolation causes their conditions to worsen and increases the risk of suicide. Earlier this month, Governor Kay Ivey did announce a plan to fix part of the problem with plans to build 3 new state prisons. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has apologized now for a tweet that many called a threat against President Trump's former personal attorney. In the since-deleted tweet, Gaetz asked Michael Cohen if his wife knew about his girlfriends. Cohen testified Wednesday about his relationship with President Trump, calling the president a racist. The Florida bar has opened an investigation regarding Gaetz's tweet. The red tide that plagued Florida's coastline for 15 months is one of the 5 worst toxic algae events in state history. That's according to the State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The red tide began November 2017. It appeared to clear this month. The Mystic Stripers will parade in downtown Mobile tonight. The Stripers roll at 6:30. Tonight's parade will feature 17 floats with the theme It's Good to Be Bad. And Friday's festivities feature 4 parades in Mobile, Orange Beach, Fairhope, and Pensacola. You can find a schedule on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Johnny Manziel is in the news again. Auburn gets a must-have win, and Dwayne Wade hits another game winner before he retires. It's quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Johnny Manziel is done playing football in Canada. Montreal Alouettes of the Canadian Football League announced Wednesday that they've released the quarterback after Manziel, quote, contravened the agreement which made him eligible to play in the CFL. The league informed the eight other teams that it would not register a contract for Manziel if any tried to sign him, so he's been barred from the CFL.
Way to go, Johnny.
The 26-year-old former Heisman winner played for the Alouettes last season after he was released by the Cleveland Browns in 2016. In eight games, he completed 106 passes and 165 attempts for 1,290 yards, five touchdowns, and seven interceptions. Yesterday, following the news of his release, Manziel posted on Twitter that he looks forward to, quote, exploring new options within the United States. He's likely referring to the new Alliance of American Football League or the XFL, which is scheduled to begin in 2020.
Or that, or either like Goathead Football League debuting in Kazakhstan in 2012. Johnny may have to move to the Eurasian steppe to find people that are not sick of his choices.
Right, yeah. Now, the CFL, he was joining them to try to rebuild his career. I'm not sure.
I thought he was all in the up. I thought he had gotten over all those.
I'm not sure if this was for bad behavior. He might have been looking for a contract elsewhere, and that could have violated the agreement. But ESPN says they have sources that say that's not it, that it was something else.
Bad choices?
Maybe bad choices. We'll have to see.
Johnny.
We'll have to see
Johnny.
When this comes out. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn beat Georgia 78-75 on a three-pointer from Chuma Okeke with 26 seconds remaining. It was a much-needed bounce-back win for the Tigers after getting blown out by Kentucky on Saturday. The Bulldogs have now lost 13 straight conference games. In the rest of the SEC, number 7 Tennessee barely defeated Ole Miss in Oxford, 73-71. Tennessee's Grant Williams scored with 4 seconds left to give the Vols a 72-71 lead. In the final possession for Ole Miss, Devontae Shuler was called for a charge against the Vols' Admiral Schofield, giving Tennessee free throws and the win. After 8 Ole Miss players knelt for the national anthem on Saturday in response to a Confederacy rally taking place on campus. No players knelt for the anthem before last night's game. In the final game of the night, Florida beat Vanderbilt 71-55. Gators have now won a season-high 5 games in a row. The Commodores, on the other hand, have lost 16 in a row. In the NBA, Miami upset Golden State 126-125 on a Dwayne Wade three-pointer at the buzzer.
Back to Dwayne. Shoots. No, he couldn't get it off. Now fires it up.
Awesome moment for a player that's just completely beloved by Miami. He ran around the court, jumped on the scorer's table. It was very, very cool. Even Steph Curry gave a smile after his team got beat.
I did not see it, but I heard somebody describing it this morning that he was completely off balance.
He was on 1 foot. He went up and had his shot blocked and grabbed the ball back. And from 1 foot, threw the ball up, it banked in, and chaos ensued in the Miami arena.
Wow.
Very cool. The LA Lakers beat New Orleans 125-119. LeBron James led the Lakers with 33 points in the win. Boston lost their fourth in a row, falling 97-92 to Portland. And James Harden scored 30 points, leading Houston past Charlotte 118-113. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles announced Wednesday that they will not use the franchise tag on quarterback Nick Foles, making him a free agent this offseason. Eagles general manager Howie Roseman said the franchise agreed to make the move after Foles expressed his desire during a recent meeting.
He deserves an opportunity to lead a team. It's a goal of his to lead another team and lead another locker room, and we feel at this point that it's the right decision.
Carson Wentz has been the Eagles' backup quarterback the last two seasons. Playing behind former number two overall pick, Foles has been the backup quarterback, he's been playing behind former number two overall pick Carson Wentz, and when Wentz tore an ACL in December of 2017, Foles led the team on a magical playoff run, culminating in a Super Bowl and Super Bowl MVP award. Last season, when Wentz suffered a back injury, Foles again stepped in and led the Eagles back to the playoffs. This time, the Eagles' season ended in a 20-14 loss at New Orleans in the divisional round. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, coming up, they've walked away from the bargaining table in Hanoi. The latest from the negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea coming up next.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers along with areas of dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Sometimes you just want to connect with someone else who gets it. If you're a female, military veteran, service member, or first responder, join us on Mondays from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Veterans Recovery Resources in Midtown Mobile. Our Women Veterans Connect is an opportunity for fellowship, education, and support. There is no cost and all are welcome. Join us at 1156 Spring Hill Avenue in Midtown Mobile. Visit vetsrecover.org to learn more. See you next Monday.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've got an accident where a person was struck by a vehicle at Solly near Three Notch. Emergency vehicles are on the way. Beyond that, it's been a pretty good start so far, but we do have the wet roadways. Be careful. You see a lot of pooling on the roadways. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those Mardi Gras dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff and they can color match your vehicle. 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Update you on the end of negotiations in Hanoi in just a second. Plus, y'all are awesome. Go look at our Facebook page, Twitter feed. Take a look at the picture of the throws that y'all donated to the family of the fallen float that will roll Saturday at the front of the floral parade. I think you're going to be amazed. More on that coming up right after headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. No, your eyes were not playing tricks on you. That was a familiar face at the National Governors Association meeting in our nation's capital. 48 governors, including Alabama's governor, Kay Ivey, attended, and also former Governor Robert Bentley. And you know it's only official when there's a tweet to confirm it, right? Robert Bentley said, quote, "Looking forward to working with them and the National Governors Association as states tackle tough issues facing our country in trade, criminal justice, reform, health care, and jobs." Those attending the meeting also were able to hear from Vice President Mike Pence, cabinet secretaries, and representatives from foreign countries. As for Mr. Bentley, he now works as Dr. Bentley, the dermatologist in Tuscaloosa. You'll recall he resigned from office back in 2017. And guess what? This may not be the last time we hear from the former governor, as he could throw his name into the Senate race to challenge Senator Doug Jones. He has yet to confirm that possibility, but has launched a Facebook page and a website, Bentley for Alabama. In your money news, a blockbuster deal announced by Hyundai. We now know the car giant plans to invest about $40 billion over the next 5 years to develop new technologies for electronic and autonomous vehicles. Those, of course, are self-driving vehicles. According to Bloomberg News, the average annual spending will be 58% more than over the past 5 years. The South Korean manufacturer does have a plant in Montgomery, and this move follows news just last May. You'll recall when Hyundai began a $388 million technology upgrade in an engine shop, and they added engine head machining capabilities also in Montgomery. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 624 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along, Sean and Dalton. Also, Dr. Bill Kane on the way with another traffic update. And President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un abruptly ended the summit. Just when we thought things were going just fine. They opened the summit, day and a half ago, and closed it. Now, of course, this is Hanoi time, closed it this morning. More on this from Bob Constantini from Westwood One News.
It was another summit with Mr. Trump's style. The outcome was not known, let alone choreographed ahead of time. He came here believing that face-to-face, he could move Kim Jong-un more toward giving up his weapons and missiles, offering a vision of a prosperous North Korea in return. That, however, could not happen with the crippling sanctions the U.S. and other nations have on North Korea. So a planned agreement signing ceremony was scrapped.
There was a potential we could have signed something today. I could have 100% signed something today. We actually had papers ready to be signed.
One bit of progress coming out of here. Kim and the president talked about opening a liaison office for the U.S. in Pyongyang. And as ever, they feel their personal relationship is strong. Bob Costantini, Hanoi.
All right. See, I think that's the victory that is not being reported there. Whether they are, like Costantini mentioned it, I think having that liaison office. Now, here's the deal. It sounds like President Trump showed up with this negotiation, this idea for denuclearization, and we would lift all sanctions. And Un says, why don't you just lift all sanctions?
Yeah.
And you're going to do what, Un? Nothing. Nothing. Just lift all sanctions.
He said they would close one nuclear facility.
Yeah, no, it was a... Wasn't it a prep site for the material that would go into it? It was like a...
So they would still have all of the nuclear
and
power.
And the undisclosed sites, too. Come on. I mean, that was not... So President Trump obviously had to get up and walk away from that. But I think what comes from this... And I've said this back last year when these negotiations were happening. And, you know, people were decrying that President Trump was going to get us into World War III on this. I think you're seeing the opposite of it. When you have a liaison, not saying, I don't think the North Korean regime is all of a sudden going to be a swell bunch of folks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have some contact, you have somebody there, you have some kind of diplomatic situation where you share information, even if it's baloney information back and forth, and you build some relationships, it's harder to get into war with somebody when you have that relationship.
So friends close, enemies closer.
Yeah, maybe. Then maybe that's what Trump is doing here. Although, then why didn't he have Michael Cohen on this trip? We'll talk more about that coming up. 627 FM Talk 106.5. So, Saturday, the families of the fallen float will lead the floral parade. And it will lead the parade with a full stocking of throws. Y'all are awesome. I said that to you this week. You donated that money, those throws. And we put some pictures up that I got from the folks from Families of the Fallen on our Facebook page and the Twitter feed. Take a look at what y'all did. What y'all gone and did. Look at all those throws that are going to be packed on that float for those families that lost loved ones in the line of duty in law enforcement. Y'all are awesome. Check out the
picks. This information update is brought to you by Gulf Coast Beads. All about letting the good times roll with an enormous selection of peanuts, moon pies, beads, balls, and trinkets. Call ahead and your order will be bagged and ready to throw with curbside service, and delivery is available too. Gulf Coast Beads on Cottage Hill Road.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is proposing a 10-cent a gallon gas tax increase to fund road and bridge construction. That's a 55% increase on the current 18 cents a gallon state gas tax. The U.S. Supreme Court is ordering a new hearing to determine whether an Alabama death row inmate is so affected by dementia that he can't be executed. The Supreme Court voted 5-3 in favor of Vernon Madison, who killed a Mobile police officer in 1985. For the state to put Madison to death, a state court must determine that he understands why he is being executed. A tense situation in Pensacola came to an end thanks to a hot pizza. Tuesday, officers were called to a home on Durango Drive after an assault was reported. Evan McLemore locked himself inside his brother's room with a gun, saying he'd rather kill himself than go to jail. McLemore refused to come out until a pizza from Hungry Howie's was delivered.
Pizza was able to bring a peaceful solution to a situation.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-70. 965. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Hometown Talk with Mobile's hometown talker, Sean Sullivan.
Something must have gone wrong.
Holy nightmare.
And Midday Mobile.
Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say.
Weekdays at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
Special report, no deal with North Korea.
They wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
President Trump in Hanoi explaining why there's no deal with North Korea on denuclearization or anything else. Kim Jong-un offering to reduce, not eliminate, his nuclear weapons program if the U.S. removed all economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Unfortunately, we didn't get all the way. We didn't get to something that ultimately made sense for the United States of America. I think Chairman Kim was hopeful that we would. We asked him to do more. He was unprepared to do that.
Pompeo says talks will continue.
I'm still optimistic. I'm hopeful that the teams will get back together in the days and weeks ahead.
The president and Kim canceled their scheduled lunch and, with nothing to sign, scrapped the signing ceremony. President Trump is now flying back to Washington, calling South Korea's President Moon from Air Force One to say that he regrets the summit's collapse. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office says it will move to formally suspend a scheduled tariff increase on Chinese goods until further notice, following President Trump's decision to delay his Friday deadline for a U.S.-China trade deal amid progress in their talks. The statement was issued after U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer's testimony to the House Ways and Means Committee, in which he said the USTR was following a legal process to implement the delay. Anheuser-Busch InBev says volumes of its flagship brands Budweiser and Bud Light continued to decline in the fourth quarter, but its efforts to woo drinkers with newer, lower carbohydrate and lower alcohol drinks has started to improve its overall performance in the U.S. The world's largest brewer has struggled in the U.S., where its key lager brands are declining amid a shift toward craft beers, Mexican imports, wine, and spirits, while the company is also grappling with challenging emerging markets and a huge pile of debt. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Caught a pretty good shower at my house as I was heading into the station this morning. What about the rest of the day?
Well, the showers right now that are occurring are mainly from Mobile northward. Yesterday, we had a big cluster of storms that were mainly over the Gulf of Mexico. And once they moved out, we had clearing for the rest of the day, and it was pretty good. Right now, we've got another disturbance, and that's producing these showers I just mentioned that are mostly to the north of Mobile, and they are headed to the east. And so once they move by, things will improve a bit, but we still have a chance of a few scattered showers for the rest of the day. It's going to be another mild day with the temperatures in the low 70s. Now, tonight, another disturbance will move through the area, and that's going to set off more showers, possibly a few thunderstorms tonight. And we'll also see areas of dense fog, low tonight in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, a little better, partly cloudy skies, so we'll have some sunshine tomorrow, and we'll see a few scattered showers around with temperatures in the mid-70s. Now, for the weekend, for Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and up around 75 degrees for Saturday. But then on Sunday, an Arctic cold front will be approaching through the day, and we've got a good chance for showers, especially in the afternoon and on into the evening. It'll be up around 72 for Sunday, and that front will come through during the evening hours, and it's going to give us some rather chilly temperatures for the first half of next week. Sunday night, we still have showers with temperatures dropping into the low 40s, and then on Monday, mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, but only 55 for the high. Monday night, it's down into the upper 30s. Tuesday, nice day, mostly sunny, but kind of cool. Only 52 for the high on Tuesday, and then dropping down to a light freeze Tuesday night.
Whoa!
Yes, Wednesday should be sunny and continued cool with a high in the mid-50s. So Monday night and Tuesday night, we're going to be in the 30s, and it looks like low 30s for Tuesday night.
So winter is not finished yet.
Another kick here, yes, by the winter season. And we're going to have to contend with it for at least 3 days, and then it should start to warm up the second half of the week. But rain is going to be a little problem for the parades, and the scattered shower activity for later this afternoon. Showers become numerous tonight, and then things improve a bit tomorrow.
Okay, so stripers are tonight, 6:30. You have a feeling that it's going to be rain.
Most likely we will see scattered showers, and hopefully the showers will miss the downtown area, and things will get off okay. But later tonight, we do expect another disturbance and showers and maybe a few thunderstorms later tonight.
Now, this is self-serving because I'm a big fan of Joe Kane Day, and that's that transition day with the cold front.
Yeah.
Are we too far out to get an idea? Like, so the Joe Kane Parade rolls, I think it starts at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. Is that going to – what do you see at this point?
Right now, it looks like afternoon and evening is going to be the time of the greatest coverage of shower activity. So, But we'll be checking on that over the next couple of days and look at the timing of that front. But right now, it could be a problem for the activities in the afternoon and then on to the evening.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast, whether you like it or not, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. What Dr. Bill does, and I would urge y'all to do as well, listen to Dr. Bill's forecast, and then hopefully you could do this for Mardi Gras. A lot of us do this that stay outside a bunch, whether you're doing it for work or doing it for fun. I like to pretty much everything that's not work for me is outside.
Right.
And having a good radar app on your smartphone, I think, is a great thing, because there's some people, I won't name them in my friend group, I might name them later, will say, hey, man, we're not going to go because it's supposed to rain tomorrow. I said, look at the front. We can go. We've got till like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Or just, you know, look at the radar and say, yeah, we got all this time. And then when it rains, then we get back in the truck and go home.
Yeah, and Mother Nature, even though she's more predictable than ever, still unpredictable. You might not even get showers sometimes.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It may be raining. If you look at the radar and the forecast may be for rain, that's true. It may be raining in parts of our listening area, but where you're going to be, it's not raining. So, and one of those apps is smart to run anyway, because thunderstorms and the danger that could come from thunderstorms, you'll be able to see it. So, yeah, grab one of those. There are a bunch of free ones out there. Speaking of free apps, TuneIn Radio. So, people are always asking, hey, how do I listen to y'all on my smartphone? That app is called TuneIn Radio. So, the word tune and the word in mashed together, TuneIn, and then radio. And with that, not only do you get to listen to FM Talk 106.5, it gives you a feature where if the phone rings, you get a text or whatever, and it pauses the audio, and you can pick it back up when you're finished talking to whomever calls you. You don't miss a thing on the show. You go back and press play, and you're back to listening to uninterrupted audio.
Yeah, just like a DVR for TV, digital video recorder, digital audio recorder this is.
That's right.
So DAR.
DAR. Check it out. TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio, the name of the app. And it is free. Now, there is a pay-for version of this. People have told us in the past, like, man, I don't want to pay for it. Don't. You and I both are, we run that app probably more than anybody else, and we're both running the free version.
Yeah, I've had it for years, and they used to not even have a pay function, and I noticed when they started popping up, they push it on your heart because they want you to give them money.
Sure.
You don't have to.
Because that's why they're in business. It's okay that they do that, and there's other features with the pay one, and if you want to pay for it, that's good. That's how capitalism works. Mm-hmm. They give you other features and you pay for them so they can make money and feed their families. It's okay.
Right.
But if you want to do a little workaround, you can use a free version. It's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I say they push it on you hard, but it's not over the top. They don't annoy you while you're listening to the show.
That's right.
You turn it on, it says, hey, would you like to pay for this? And you just keep on moving like you didn't even hear them.
Yeah, just be like me in the grocery store with the kids. No, no, no. Can we? No, no. What about? No. So just say no. All right, 6:42. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, 3 Notch at Golden Avenue. That's one block west of Soli. A person's been struck by a vehicle. Avoid the area if you can. We've got some showers that have been moving through the area in Mobile and Baldwin County. But beyond that, a good ride. The Bayway, the Causeway looks good from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Haven't seen any delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra. With 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:43, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Commissioner Jerry Carl says, quote, I want to fight for our conservative Alabama principles and stand with Donald Trump to stop the radical left from shredding our Constitution and trampling our Christian faith. That's one of the many reasons he says he wants to run for office to fill the seat currently held by Representative Bradley Byrne. Byrne has recently announced he is gearing up to challenge Senator Doug Jones for his Senate seat. Commissioner Carl's a Republican, and he is the first to announce a campaign vying for Representative Bradley Byrne's spot. Across the bay, and in just a few days, it will cost you money to park at the public beaches and Gulf Shores. The move comes just in time for spring break, as beginning March 1st, a parking fee at the public parking areas at 4 locations in Gulf Shores, which includes a public beach, parking fee will be enforced. It'll be $5 for up to 4 hours or $10 per day. Pay stations are located at each site, and they do accept cash or credit cards. The city's paid parking season runs from March 1st to November 30th. During the winter months, it's from December 1st to the end of February. That's when public beach parking is free. Now, Gulf Shores residents and property owners, you have to have your valid hurricane reentry decal for 2019-2020, and you can park at all paid public parking locations without payment. Now listen, if you fail to pay for your parking space, your vehicle will be ticketed and possibly towed. Overnight parking is not allowed. If you'd like more information, go to gulfshoresal.gov/beaches. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And reminder, too, that podcast of the announcement from Jerry Carl that he's running for AL1 is up on our podcast site, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for podcast. Remember, if you're a Twitter follower, too, FM Talk Pods, you can get all our podcasts there, right?
Yeah, and it's also on our Facebook page, FM Talk 106.5.
That's right. So he came, that was pretty cool, came to us first because he came here to FM Talk 106.5 when he announced that he was running for Mobile County Commission. He said it felt right to come back to the place that started it all to make his announcement yesterday that he's running for Congress. You can check that out there. And on the way, crab legs in the news.
Okay.
Crab legs and fisticuffs.
Really?
Yes, North Alabama story. Hard-hitting stuff on the way. First, let's check some headlines with WKRG.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has apologized now for a tweet that many called a threat against President Trump's former personal attorney. In the since-deleted tweet, Gaetz asked Michael Cohen if his wife knew about his girlfriends. Cohen testified Wednesday about his relationship with President Trump, calling the president a racist. The Florida Bar has opened an investigation regarding Gaetz's tweet. The red tide that plagued Florida's coastline for 15 months is one of the five worst toxic algae events in state history. That's according to the State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The red tide began November 2017. It appeared to clear this month. The Mystic Stripers will parade in downtown Mobile tonight. The Stripers roll at 6:30. Tonight's parade will feature 17 floats with the theme, It's Good to Be Bad. And Friday's festivities feature four parades in Mobile, Orange Beach, Fairhope, and Pensacola. You can find a schedule on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Joined again by my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, they say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And that's true in our lawns.
It's so true with our lawns and our trees and shrubs, woody ornamentals, all of them. It really is right now the best time to kind of get out ahead of weeds or insects or fungus. Please let us get started now and get ahead of these things. It's so much easier.
And you have programs specifically developed for us right here in our area.
We do. You know, we don't live in Boston. We don't live in Nashville even, or even Birmingham. You know, the environment's a little different. So we've got a program for your woody ornamentals, trees, shrubs. We've got a separate program for your lawn, whether it's centipede, St. Augustine, zoysia, or Bermuda. We've got a program for that, and we think we can help you really well with it if we could get started early.
All right, so let's get started early. Get in contact. How do we do it?
Give us a call, 251-626-3309, or online at sextonlandscapes.com, or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Johnny Manziel's in the news again. Auburn gets a must-needed win, and Dwayne Wade hits another game winner before he retires. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Johnny Manziel is done playing football in Canada. The Montreal Alouettes of the Canadian Football League announced yesterday that they've released the quarterback after Manziel, quote, contravened the agreement which made him eligible to play. The league informed the eight other teams that it would not register a contract for Manziel if anyone tried to sign him, so he's effectively been barred from the CFL. The 26-year-old former Heisman winner played for the Alouettes last season after being released by the Cleveland Browns back in 2016. He threw for 1,290 yards with five touchdowns and seven interceptions. Yesterday, following the news of his release, Manziel posted on Twitter that he looks forward to, quote, exploring new options within the United States. Manziel is likely referring to the new Alliance of American Football League, or the XFL, which is scheduled to begin in 2020. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn beat Georgia 78-75 on a three-pointer from Chuma Okeke with 26 seconds remaining. It was a much-needed bounce-back win for the Tigers after getting blown out by Kentucky on Saturday. The Bulldogs have now lost 13 straight conference games. In the rest of the SEC, number 7 Tennessee barely defeated Ole Miss in Oxford 73-71. Tennessee's Grant Williams scored with 4 seconds left to give the Vols a 72-71 lead. In the final possession for Ole Miss, Devontae Shuler was called for a charge against the Vols' Admiral Schofield, giving Tennessee free throws and the win. After 8 Ole Miss players knelt for the national anthem on Saturday in response to a Confederacy rally taking place on campus, no players knelt for the anthem before last night's game. And in the final game of the night, Florida beat Vanderbilt 71-55. The Gators have now won a season-high 5 games in a row. The Commodores, on the other hand, have lost 16 in a row. In the NBA, Miami upset Golden State 126-125 on a Dwayne Wade one-footed three-pointer at the buzzer.
Waiters back to Dwayne. Shoots. No, he couldn't get it off. Now fires it up. Bank it in. It counts. It counts. The Heat win the game. Dwayne Wade won it for Miami. 126-125. It just happened.
Miami led by 24 points before Golden State rallied to take the lead. Goran Dragic led the Heat with 27 points. The LA Lakers beat New Orleans 125-119. LeBron James led the Lakers with 33 points in the win. Atlanta beat Minnesota 131-123. Boston lost their fourth in a row, falling 97-92 to Portland. And James Harden scored 30 points, leading Houston past Charlotte 118-113. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles announced Wednesday that they will not use the franchise tag on quarterback Nick Foles, making him a free agent this offseason. The Eagles general manager Howie Roseman said that the franchise agreed to make the move after Foles expressed his desire during a recent meeting.
He deserves an opportunity to lead a team. It's a goal of his to lead another team and lead another locker room, and we feel at this point that it's the right decision.
Foles has been the Eagles' backup quarterback the last two seasons, playing behind former number two overall pick Carson Wentz. When Wentz tore an ACL in December of 2017, Foles led the team on a magical playoff run, culminating in a Super Bowl win and a Super Bowl MVP award for the backup. Last season, when Wentz suffered a back injury, Foles again stepped in and led the Eagles back to the playoffs. This time, their season ended in a 20-14 loss at New Orleans in the divisional round. 6:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight's showers, along with areas of dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. For the Toomey's MontyCrown.com Traffic Center, again, one block east of Solly on Three Notch, they've got an accident where a person was struck by a vehicle, so be careful. Avoid the area if you can. We've had some showers that have moved just north Mobile, north Baldwin County, so be careful in those areas as well. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251. Moffitt Road in Mobile have got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages, and now through March 1st, double your tax refund up to $3,500. Go to mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:53 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You're sick and tired of paying high interest rates on your credit cards? You should consolidate multiple credit card payments into one payment. Do that at a lower rate. And then do it with LightStream. No-brainer here. You can refinance your credit card balance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. Now, the rate is fixed. That means it's never going to go up on you. There's zero fees, and you can apply online in minutes. So easy, you don't even have to leave the house. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream rewards people with good credit with a low rate and an easy process, right? That's why you get a great credit rate, so you can save money on interest. Do it now with LightStream. You can save even more, too. For an additional interest rate discount, y'all go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. The website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 6:54, let's get some more information. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A men's ring valued at $2,200 has been stolen from the Daphne Antique Gallery, and Daphne police now need your help to track down a person of interest. Investigators have been reviewing viewing the surveillance video from February 19th of this year. Witnesses inside the store say that's when a man and a few other people with him were asking for help from employees to see jewelry. And minutes later, that same man was seen putting the jewelry in his pocket and taking off. Investigators have released the surveillance video, and they're hoping that someone has information about the man seen in the gray sweatsuit. According to the Daphne Police Department, this person is a person of interest, though, and not a suspect. If you know who this person is, you're encouraged to call Daphne Police. A popular bike ride has come to a screeching halt as Lime Bike says they are terminating their contract with the city of Mobile. Everywhere you look, it seemed like, especially in downtown Mobile, the Lime Bikes were routinely parked on city streets and at the parks and inside neighborhoods. The bike sharing company arrived here in the port city in August of 2018, and they brought along with them 500 bikes. The company, though, now says that they are requesting that their contract be terminated by March 15th, 2019. City of Mobile does confirm the bike sharing company is leaving based on what they're calling, quote, a business decision. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I hate to say it, but it could have been too popular. They couldn't have been making too much bank if they're leaving town. I mean, you did see those bikes around, laying down on the streets throughout Mobile.
Yeah.
You never did get a chance to ride one. See, like right now at Mardi Gras would be the chance to ride one.
Mm-hmm. They should have stuck it out.
So I better get it while I can. All right, I mentioned the Deadliest Catch, buffet style. Here's a story. This is out of Huntsville. CBS 19 in Huntsville says a woman named Chiquita Jenkins was at a buffet restaurant in Huntsville on Friday night. She was waiting for them to bring out some more of the most important item on any buffet. Mm-hmm. That'd be the Alaskan King crab legs.
Of course.
Another patron there, John Chapman, was also waiting on the crab legs. And when the staff finally brought some out after a 10-minute wait, John and Chiquita got into an argument over who cut in line, which quickly turned into a tong fight.
Oh, no.
They said sword fight, but they were fencing with tongs.
Okay.
And from there,
use what you got.
They started breaking plates. So it started off, they both, I guess, had tongs. They were at the ready to get the crab legs when they hit the metal basin there.
Yeah.
And so then they were fighting over who cut in line, and they were tink, 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 tink with the tongs, and then started breaking plates. Off-duty police officer at the restaurant at the time broke up the fight. Chiquita was charged with assault for starting the fight, and John was charged with disorderly conduct. Pictures of our would-be swashbucklers or swordsmiths on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. I mean, it's serious stuff, though. I mean, that's why you are at the buffet. You're waiting. Everything else, you're like, oh, there's a succotash, some mashed potatoes. What about them crab legs?
Heck yeah. Any word if they use the crackers at all?
Ooh, man. And those little crackers. Forks?
Yeah.
Could really
dangerous.
Molten butter on somebody would be terrible.